Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this is a trailer for Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. It's a little backstory on who Wild Bill Hickok is, and play the intro so you can kind of hear what it sounds like before we actually start broadcasting the show. So let's get into a little history of this series. So the series features Guy Madison as the lead role. Now, Guy Madison was a feature movie star, so it's very difficult to get those to play different shows. During the 1950s, this was becoming a more common, and you'd see Guy Madison not only play on the radio, but he'd also play in the TV series for Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. His assistant, which is a very able body, was Andy Devine, and that's his sidekick, Jingles. So Guy Madison played Wild Bill Hickok, and Andy Devine, his sidekick, played Jingles. Wild Bill Hickok was a figure in the American Old West. He had skills in gunfighting, scouting for the army, along with his reputation as a lawmaker, and that all provided the basis for his fame. A lot of what he did was fictionalized, obviously, and that's how we get these episodes now. So let's go ahead and play the intro to Wild Bill Hickok so you can kind of get what that sounds like. It was heavily sponsored and was geared more towards kids, so you wouldn't get nearly as bloody and dark side of Westerns, but it's still a very great series. After we play the intro, we're going to go ahead and get into kind of the backstory of Wild Bill Hickok, the real man himself, and kind of his exploits and how he became the legend he is, all the way until, sadly, his demise at the age of 39. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy this little brief history of Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles.
Give you a little background on Wild Bill Hickok, the actual person that this story and this series is kind of based on. Wild Bill Hickok, born James Butler Hickok, was born May 27, 1837, and died August 2, 1876. Wild Bill Hickok is a folk hero among American Old West. A lot of the stories that you hear about Wild Bill Hickok was not so much what he actually could do or what he did, but with legends come some facts built into that. Wild Bill Hickok was a frontier soldier, scout, lawman, gambler, showman, actor, and for his involvement in many famous gun battles. And he's in many Western stories. So you'll find Hickok's name used in shows that are on this network, from Gunsmoke to The Lone Ranger. A lot of shows used his name because he was such a legend of his time. In his youth, Wild Bill Hickok joined the anti-slavery Free State Army of the Jayhawkers, becoming a very skilled gunfighter at such a young age. He served a bodyguard for General James H. Lanes. During this period, Hickok prevented a man from beating an 11-year-old boy who grew up to become Buffalo Bill Cody, Hickok's longtime friend. As an Army scout in 1866, Hickok helped guide General William T. Sherman's tour of the West. And between 1867 and 1868, he scouted for General Winfield Scott Hancock and Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custard. Some of these names you may recognize from different battles of the Old West. Hickok was a favorite of Custard's wife, Libby, who described him as a delight to look upon. One of the things Hickok was very well known for was his good looks. In 1869, Hickok became the sheriff of Hays City, Kansas, where he killed several men in shootouts. In 1871, Wild Bill Hickok became the marshal of a cow town called Abilene, Kansas. He killed several men during this time, and he sadly killed his deputy marshal, whose death resulted in an accidental shooting and led to Hickok's dismissal as marshal. One of the things Hickok was well known for was never sitting with his back against a door. He'd always have his back up against a wall. Well, on August 2nd, 1876, during a poker game, he actually sat with his back against the door, which was uncharacteristic for him. One of the things that ended up happening was he was shot in the back of his head by Jack McCall, who was believed to be hired to kill him. McCall was tried and acquitted for murder as a result of this dubious claim that he was killing for revenge in Hickok's murder of his brother in Abilene. Later, after bragging of his murder of Hickok, McCall was retired to Laramie, Wyoming territory, found guilty, and hanged in March 1st, 1877. The cards Hickok was holding when he was shot and killed, which ended up being a pair of black aces and a pair of black eights, plus an unknown fifth card. That hand became and is now called the Dead Man's Hand. So I hope that gives you some good information on Wild Bill Hickok. This kind of takes place during his time as marshal. A lot of the stories obviously are going to be made up. I look forward to putting these shows out for you. We've got over 200 episodes of Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Again, thanks for subscribing, and I hope you enjoy this series. This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.